Often people have asked me what are the tools that I use into improving a person's attitude or improving his luck or how he improves himself and becomes more happy personally or professionally. There are only two things that I have strongly believed that can improve a person's attitude. One is the GEMS. I strongly advocate and I strongly recommend GEMS. And second is my feng shui directions. These are the two things or the two tools that I use into improvising or improving a person's luck. We start with the GEMS. How do GEMS improve us? How do GEMS improve our luck? Basically, luck is improved through our attitude. Attitude is your altitude. Our body in general is made out of four energies. We are all aware of that. Water, air, earth and fire. There are certain energies in our body which are deficient. There are certain energies in our body which are overabundant. Through the GEMS, we tend to balance these energies in our body. So, when we are wearing particular GEMS, we tend to balance the energies, which means that if the fire energy is less in our body, we tend to wear a particular GEM that induces fire energy. So we start taking initiations in life. We start taking, we take a control over our lives and we start projecting success because we've started initiating our projects. When we are, we cannot adapt to certain situations, then a particular kind of GEM is introduced into, recommended for that individual. And when we are wearing that particular GEM, water energies are balanced in our body and we start adapting to situations. When we are unable to think about certain things in life, the creativity is very less and we are not able to think or visualize. That is the time we tend to wear a particular GEM that induces the air energies in our body and we start thinking creatively. We start putting, we start exercising our mind in a more constructive way. Now, the fire I've spoken about, water I've spoken about, air I've spoken about, now we speak about earth energies. There are some people who feel that they don't have any stability in their life. Now, earth energies in the body produces stability. When the stability is missing in a body, a particular kind of a gem is recommended which actually induces stability in your body. So when you start becoming stable in life, you are contented in life. So the fire, water, earth and air energies are which, when they are totally balanced in our body, helps us to develop a killer instinct or to develop an attitude in life which determines the altitude of our life eventually. Now, there are particular stones that induce fire energy in our body. For example, the ruby, the garnet, the rhodolite. All the red stones in particular induce fire energies in our body. Now, to induce water energies in our body, we have stones like moonstone, we have iolite, we have kyanite, we have the blue topaz, then we have also the zircon. There are stones like all the earth colors. They induce the earth energies in our body. They induce contentment in our body. They induce how to appreciate our own selves. They also induce that how stable we can be in our mind rather than being fickle. Those stones are like green tourmaline, the garnet, the hessonite. Then we have the sapphire. Then we have, now sapphire has a bit of fire energies, a bit of earth energies, a bit of air energies that completely changes our destinies. So the play of color in the stones is very important to inducing that particular energy in your body. Now, what about the air energies? Now, the air energy means creativity. How do I start sharpening my mind, my concentration, or be confident about bringing my creativity in? That air energies would be the blue moonstone. The air energies would be induced by blue topaz also. The air energies would be also induced by your yellow citron. All the citron, in fact, all the citron quartz, all the tourmaline, they increase a lot of air energy in a person's body. In my forthcoming series, when I'm going to be explaining what are the characteristics and how each stone can attribute to the success of your life. Now, this does not mean that you just run to the market and pick up that stone and wear it on yourself. It's very important to do calculations. What are the deficiencies or the overabundance in your body, and what are the stones that are going to help you become successful? So recommendation is very, very important. Please, after listening to the stones, gain knowledge rather than going and saying okay and being a self-doctor or self-medicated person and say okay, this stone is good for me, I will wear this stone because it brings in creativity to my mind or it helps me increase my wealth. No, you need to get your calculations done. You need to know which is the energy which is overabundant or deficient in your body, and then wear the recommended stone. That's important. But I would definitely bring forth what are the characteristics of the stones and how do they help you build your attitude? Thank you.